shots on goal. Love to see a couple of those get by Soulière here tonight.
Oh, for sure. And I love what he did, just starting the rushes up the ice yesterday. He played smart. Some of the dump-ins just got pucks on net to get whistles for Badgers to get offensive zone face-off. So, yeah, I thought he played well, really well last night.
Yep, and the other forward lines for Wisconsin, Quinn Finley, 19 goals. Didn't score last night. Gavin Morrissey, the centerman, points in 10 of his last 11 games. And then Rylan Mosley, the fifth year from Arne Prior, Ontario, 7 shots on goal last night. He converted 12 goals and 29 points. You know, he's the second leading scorer among transfers in NCAA Division I hockey. That was quite a pickup by Mike Hastings and his staff.
Yeah, he was outstanding in this month of January. He was the leading scorer for Wisconsin, a couple of goals and 10 assists in 7 games. And yeah, he's been absolutely a great complimentary piece of that top line.
The third line for the Badgers, Simon Tassie on the right wing from Montreal. 2 goals, 4 points in the last 3 games. Owen Lindmark will center that third line. Owen with 5 goals and 7 points. And Ryan Botterill, the freshman from Manitoba, 2 goals and 5 points for him. Owen Mellenbacher in the lineup tonight. The sophomore from Fort Erie, Ontario, has a couple of goals this season. Had a big goal against Michigan a week ago on Friday. Sawyer Scholl, the sophomore from Medford, had a nice run here with 2 goals and 4 points in his last 5 games. Junior Jack Horbach, the right winger on the fourth line, his 97th career game. His dad, Bill, in attendance here tonight. Adam Pietola, the freshman from Heartland, Michigan, is the extra skater for Mike Hastings' squad. Again, the Badgers hoping to get some points on the road and stay in fourth place in the Big Ten. Why don't we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, so the Gophers and the Badgers ready to go. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by 4 generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number 1 ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
For yourself.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger Hockey is on the air.
People have asked, why Wisconsin?
Oh, what a save with his glove hand!
And I said, because it is Wisconsin.
Shoots and scores! A shorty! Horbach to Lindmark!
6 straight wins against nationally ranked opponents.
Power play goal! 6.5 seconds left!
Yes, we want to hang banners in this building.
What a turnaround here in Madison! Keep it going, baby!
On Wisconsin.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice. Now, here's the voice of Badger Hockey, Brian Posick.
Campbell Bianco, the referees tonight, Andrew Brueggemann and Tony Cech, Sam Schakowsky and Gabe Hallinen, the linesman. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Gophers in their gold uniforms, maroon trim, skating to our right, our left in the opening period. They won the faceoff, dumped it in, but the Badgers take it away, and Kyle Kukkonen on the rush from the Gophers line. Fires one at Soulier, who stopped it and hangs on. And then Sam Renzel takes down Tyson Dick right in the Gophers goal crease. I don't think we're going to see any penalties. There were four penalties called last night. Coincidental minors twice on the Badgers and the Gophers. We'll skate 5-on-5 here, 13 seconds in. Sam Renzel, he's a big young lad at 6'5 and 190. He's not afraid to mix it up a little bit.
Great offensive skill, but also a little bit of an agitator. You saw that yesterday, and I'm sure why NHL teams love him.
Chicago Blackhawks first-round draft pick. Luke Mittelstedt tied up on the near side by Kukkonen. Puck slides free to Renzel. He's pressured from behind. Up the middle, he passed it to Aaron Hughlin on a breakout. Then he was canceled out. Chip back to the center circle. Kukkonen kicks it to his backhand, and he'll flip it down in, and the Badgers change about 30 seconds in. Here's Mittelstedt up the near side wall. Steal by Quinn Finley. Good play by Jimmy Clark to lift his stick and free the puck. Renzel will skate to his line and the red line, and then one-handed deep into the Wisconsin zone to our left. Tommy Scarfone paddles it off to Ben Dexheimer, who fumbled it just a bit, but eventually released a pass. Now the puck pops free away from Ryland Mosley after he was canceled out by the defenseman Cal Thomas. Minnesota throws it to open ice far right side. Matthew Wood cut off by Zach Schulz. Good play by the sophomore defenseman. Gavin Morrissey hustles below the Badgers' goal line and chipped it along now for Mosley. On the attack through center ice, Mosley stops. Little flip pass found its way to Quinn Finley. Cross ice he goes. Zach Schulz got a piece of it and then dumped it back behind the net. Lindmark moves it low right. Here's Mosley. Out by the hash marks, Mosley. Backhander through traffic. Hit the left pad of Soulier with Finley tied up in front by the defenseman Ryan Chesley. Now the Badgers cough it up at their line. Lookout steal by Connor Kurth, battling back Zach Schulz. He coughed it up but prevented a free lane to the net, although they throw it out to the point in Renzel. Topol shoots one. All stick save made by Scarfone. Ricochet to the near side. Here's Lindmark. Headman pass to Tassi. Couldn't catch it on his backhand. Bounces around a bit. Bonnerl's got it. Right wing Tassi wants to shoot and fanned on it. And his blade of his stick went right up in the right arm and facial area of Mike Kester accidentally. No penalty called. Gophers sent it down to the Wisconsin zone. 2 minutes in, no score. Here's Joe Palatichuk on the attack. He fans at a shot as he came across the Minnesota line. Wonder if the Badgers a little juiced up here tonight.
I wonder if there's anything with the ice or what the deal is there. That's kind of weird. Happened back to back.
Nice tap pass ahead. Luke Mittelstedt on the rush. Pass to the middle of the ice. It bounces off a stick. Good back pressure by Owen Mellenbacher in the lineup tonight after a healthy scratch last night. Although he turned it over. Turnaround shot by Bennett Hendrickson. Well out high. And that was off the mark. Tough angled shot from the far wing by John Mittelstedt that Scarfone was able to direct to the near side wall. Fourth line out from Minnesota. Beckett, Hendrickson, John Mittelstedt, Mason Nevers, one of their captains. Nevers goes down. The puck free to Wisconsin's Anthony Kerr. Moved it along now for Mellenbacher. And now the Badgers will reverse course. 3 minutes in. No score. The Badgers and the Gophers. Simon Tassi chipped it all the way down. It rolls on edge. Icing waved off. Wisconsin gets a change. Shots on goal, two apiece. Badgers outshot the Gophers in the opening period last night, 10-5, and led 2-0. First period had been Minnesota's best period all season, having outscored opponents 38-18. Tyson Dick works around Hughlin. Left wing has some space, tried to shoot it, partially deflected off a stick. Knocked out to the near side, Hensler. Fires it back around to the left corner, Christian Fitzgerald after it. He cycles back around to the right corner, and down the wall comes Hensler. Tapped it back out to the point, and Kukkonen swings it far side, and the pass to Dexheimer, too hot to handle, comes out to center, and the Badgers need to touch up.
Logan Hensler active there. Kukkonen taking his spot at the blue line. We saw that yesterday. Pays dividends a lot of times. Badgers made one mistake doing that yesterday.
Scholes reverses behind his net. Badgers able to escape their zone, but Luke Mittelstadt now has it. D to D to Leo Gruba. That man pass. And deflected down in by Brody Lamb, and Scarfoni leaves it off for Zach Scholes. Bumps it over to Jack Phelan, the freshman defenseman. Up to Mosley, got a piece of it, but it deflected into the Gophers. Bench stopping play, 15:53 to go in the opening period. The Badgers and the Gophers, no score. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Kind of treacherous driving north of here. Apparently, Duluth is getting quite a bit of snow. Here in Minneapolis, there was snow for about an hour or so, and it was blowing sideways. Now a pass backside right. Tommy Scarfoni just stoned Oliver Moore as they go dot to dot in transition.
Yeah, kept his right pad stuck out, kind of dragged it behind the play. Just kind of held it just enough to make that stop.
Look like the Gophers just iced the puck. They wave it off. Minnesota's got it. Long range shot by Thomas. Easy save for Scarfoni on his knees. Slides back into the goal mouth. Gophers move it out to the point again. Thomas off the wall now for Connor Kurth. Cut off by Anthony Kerr. Good defensive play by Kerr. Getting some help from Pilata. Chuck, look out. They turn it over. And Moore was in tight. He's stopped by Scarfoni, who covers. Fans here appreciate the offensive abilities of the Golden Gophers. And Oliver Moore, that was a grade-A chance. And Scarfoni closed the door.
Yeah, Scarfoni looks pretty sharp here tonight so far. We talked a little bit about how his numbers aren't great lately. But right now, he's looked pretty good. Minnesota's been... They equaled their first period shot total already here in the first 5 minutes.
Moore, a first-round draft pick of the Chicago Blackhawks a couple of years ago. 6 goals this season, only one in his last 11 games. Part of the United States World Junior Championship team that won a gold medal in Canada last month. Yeah. By the way, the World Juniors will be played here in Minneapolis, St. Paul next year. Here's Wisconsin on the attack. Simon Tassie sweeps in front of the net, goes off the right skate of Soulière to the far wall. Back behind the net, Tassie just got crushed. The puck was on the dasher. Clear interference on Mittelstadt, and no penalty called by the Big Ten official Andrew Brueggemann. That was a clear penalty as Tassie was waiting for the puck to come down off the dasher, and instead he got crushed from behind into the end boards.
Oh, we saw it. Nothing got called last night, and apparently there's not going to be anything called tonight either.
And now the Badgers shove the puck all the way down. That's icing on Wisconsin. Tony Check, the referee, comes over near the Badgers bench. Mike Hastings has a word for him, but not much else.
Tassie was one yesterday that sort of had a partial break. Got a little bit of hook, a little bit of interference called. Yeah. Nothing happened on that one. No penalties. And this one, just waiting for the puck to come around the board, just got knocked from behind. I mean, that's the definition of an interference.
Interference and checking from behind, all in one. Badgers won the faceoff. Botterill put his head down at center ice to play the puck, and Sam Rinzel stepped up on him and slowed his progress, and now the Gophers have the puck. Rinzel with it at the red line. Hendrickson bumped into the Badgers bench. Biscuit still free. Kerr slides it out to the center circle. That's where the Gophers pick it up. And then they throw it to the near wall. Hendrickson's got it. Top of the left circle. Good back pressure by Anthony Kerr to lift his stick and take the puck away. And now it slides back into the Minnesota zone. 5-3 shots on goal in the first 6.5 minutes in favor of Minnesota, but no score. Zell angles a pass ahead for Hendrickson out of his reach. No icing, though. Pilatichuk goes to get it. Joe headmans to Sawyer Scholl at the red line, scoops it down in. He'll head to the Badgers bench for a change. Kyle Kukkonen out. Just a tad late getting behind the net, but the Badgers hold the zone for a moment. Fitzgerald now has it. Stick handling and shoves it to the corner. Tyson Dick over skates. Gruba cuts him off and plays the puck. Tapped it back to Luke Mittelstadt. Hughlin now has it, and he'll hand off to Clark. Wanting the puck far side was Lamb. He had no angle to get it to him, and then Fitzgerald just clobbered Clark into the ovaled or circled off glass near the Badgers bench. Minnesota fans want a penalty, but that was a clean check into the beveled glass near the Badgers bench. And Clark slow to get to the Minnesota bench. He appears to be okay, but will be attended to by the trainer.
Now the Minnesota bench got up on their horses as well that look for a call there, but again, we didn't see one called before. It looks like it's... I'm not sure what it will take to call a penalty this weekend.
Gophers dump it down in on the Badgers' cage, and Scarfoni stops it and hangs on it again. Fans not happy. But it looked like Fitzgerald hit Clark cleanly. It just so happened to be a by the rounded off glass area near the Badgers bench, and Clark went down awkwardly. Didn't think it was a high hit. A clean check by Fitzgerald. Face off to the right of Scarfone. The puck slides in front of him. Phelan goes to get it and rims it around and out to Quinn Finley. He tries to turn on the speed, but cut off by Kurth. Run into Chesley. And then Mosley tapped it towards the corner, but Chesley picks it up for Minnesota. Here's Wood now with it. Hands back to Cal Thomas, who muffed the puck a little bit. And Chesley helps him out. Reverses for Thomas. Angles a pass too far ahead of Wood, but taken by Kurth. He hands off to Wood, and then he's cut off by Palatichuk, and the Badgers have some open ice in their own zone. Finley to Morrissey up the left wing wall. Morrissey snaps off a pass to Palatichuk, settles it down, and dumps it in. Wisconsin will get a change. No score. We're at 11:45 remaining in the opening period. Thomas, the defenseman, up the ice. He'll fire it in around to the right corner, pinching down. The forward, Jimmy Snuggerud, who's been quiet, now picks up the puck on the right wing and whistles one that missed the net and almost took off the head of the referee, Andrew Brueggemann.
This shot just comes off so hard off his stick. Just a snapshot there. You saw him blast one yesterday, that a slap shot that was wide.
Yeah, I think of, you know, who have I seen that shoots the puck like Jimmy Snuggerud? I think of Cole Caulfield. His release was ridiculous. Danny Heatley. But there aren't many. Luke Cunning could really rip the puck. Badgers have the puck in their own zone. Tassi in a battle on the near side. Lost it to Brody Ziemer. Look out. Rinzel open backside right. But that was a bouncing pass that he couldn't handle. He was also being defended by Jack Horbach. And now Wisconsin has possession. Logan Hensler. Middle of the ice to Lindmark. Reaching for it. Able to chip it in. Badgers send out Pietila and Mellenbacher to fortify Lindmark for the time being. They try to clear. Mellenbacher able to hold the zone with his 6'3" frame. Now Pietila gives chase in the near corner of the Gophers end. Sawyer Scholl out there. Scholl bumped a man down, freed the puck. Phelan, here's Scholl's off balance shot out high, blocked off the stick of Ziemer. Caroms to the far side and John Middlestead, and gets it off to Mike Kester, and the Gophers will skate out of their zone. 10:15 to go in the first. Still no score. Mellenbacher with a steal. Just got hooked. Couldn't put a stick on the puck. Kester got up in his wrists, and we play on. Again, no power plays for either team last night.
Sawyer Scholl was hanging, lurking on the far side, waiting for a pass on that play if that possessed.
Evers and Scholl going at it behind the Wisconsin net. Puck went airborne down to the ice. The Badgers have it. Tyson Dick flips it ahead near the Badgers bench. Too far for Kukkonen. Luke Middlestedt will dump it down in. Scarfone spins it around to the far side, and Dick, he'll chop it ahead to Kukkonen, who catches. Tried to feed to the open ice in Fitzgerald, but knocked down by Middlestedt up to center. Deflected by Nevers. No icing, and the Badgers give chase in their own zone. 9.5 minutes to go in this scoreless first period. Outlet pass. Fitzgerald gobbles it up. Right wing to Kukkonen on the rush. Right wing shot stopped by Soulier. The rebound attempt by Dick was knocked free as well. Kukkonen's got it again. First really good chance here for Wisconsin. Kukkonen out high. Stick handling, looking, and shoots one through traffic and leaning left. Soulier, he snagged it and hung on. Good look for the Badgers there, Paul.
Yeah, great look. Kukkonen coming down the right wing. I think he purposely put it off the far pad. He saw his teammates on the rush. Puck popped up in the air, and Soulier made a heck of a recovery save on that.
Wisconsin Badger Hockey brought to you by Menards, a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics. Menards reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. We'll return in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Wisconsin and Minnesota, no score here at Mariucci Arena. Badgers, six shots on goal. Same for Wisconsin, same for Minnesota. Paul, what just happened there a moment ago? I had to put my glasses back on. Here's Minnesota on the rush, and a snapshot by Wood. Kick saved by Scarfoni. He was out of position for a moment. Now the Badgers have possession with some time and space.
Yeah, getting back, the Badgers won the faceoff. Quinn Finley on the side boards, took a tough angle shot. He made the save originally, Soulier, and it popped up and landed right next to the side of the net. Didn't look like he knew where it was, and finally Minnesota cleared it away.
Badgers couldn't get to it, and then Minnesota came up the ice. Oliver Moore wipes out in the offensive zone, but Minnesota's got the puck. Chesley to Thomas out by the blue line, shoots one low, save saved by Scarfoni, and the rebound was there to be had, but the Badgers play it out of harm's way. Now Chesley, pass for Wood. He'll have to chase it down, dump it in. Gophers get a partial change. Their top line comes out. Paulson and Zimmer and Snuggerud. Wisconsin, though, has the puck. Tassie veers off to his left at center, cut off by Snuggerud, who goes spinning on the seat of his pants, and the Badgers have the puck back now in their own zone. 8 minutes to go in the first period. No score. Jack Phelan, patient with the puck. D to Schulz, deflected by Lindmark deep. Ruba after it. Horbach in on the forecheck. Wiped out. Actually went into the end boards on his own accord. Now Gruba near his bench. Phelan came towards him. Phelan slowed his progress. Gruba shoved him away, and the Badgers got the puck and dumped it in change. Luke Mittelstadt, left-handed defenseman, up the middle of the ice. Ooh, he almost had his pocket picked by Scholl. Dangerous play by Mittelstadt. The puck at neutral ice and then swept back Minnesota's way, and Soulier will paddle it with two hands far side to Gruba. Bumps it off for Mittelstadt. Up the left wing now, Zimmer. Cuts to the middle of the ice and takes a look. The big right-hander, Brody Zimmer from Chaska, Minnesota. Left wing now, Snuggerud. Can't reach it. Cut off by Dexheimer. Gets some support from Mellenbacher, who turns wide open. Goes far side to Hensler. The Badgers come out of their own zone, and Hensler from long range fires one off the stick of Soulier to the far side corner. And the Gophers have the puck and come to our left. Nevers slowed by Palatichuk, reaching with a poke check. Nevers able to possess. Now Mittelstadt spinning away from Fitzgerald. Out to the point it comes. They go D to D. Kester. Kester trying to get around Wisconsin's Pietola, who fell down. Kester back behind the net. Low right. Put one in front. John Mittelstadt was there, but couldn't get a stick down. And now one of the Gophers wipes out. That's their extra skater, August Falloon from St. Cloud, a freshman. And the puck squirts free, and the Badgers now have it. Adam Pietola will skate ahead to the red line and dump it in. No icing will be called, and the Badgers get a change.
I think Christian Fitzgerald was the man in front for Wisconsin, who tied up the stick on the cross slot pass that prevented maybe a goal.
Here's Renzel on the three-on-three. His pass to the right wing didn't get through. Gophers regain possession, though. Clark passed to the cutting Nevers down the middle of the ice. That was broken up. Now the Badgers golf it out to center ice. It bounces right near Kukkonen, who locates, comes across the line onside. He snaps one off out high, and Soulier able to grab it with his glove hand and hangs on for a faceoff. 5:55 to go in the first. Still no score. The Badgers and the Gophers from Mariucci.
Depending on if that counted as a shot or not, that's at least the fourth time Kyle Kukkonen has put the puck on net. It might have been a little bit wide, but like last night, he's just involved with every play. It seems like he gets the puck, he's thinking shot from wherever he is.
Kyle Kukkonen from nearby Maple Grove. 7 goals, 15 points for Kukkonen. Oh, the puck is bouncing around right in front of the Minnesota net. Cal Thomas was trying to kick it away from a couple of Badgers, and it trickled towards Soulier, who paddled it to the far corner. Now Minnesota will come out of its own end. Connor Kurth, who got off to a red-hot start this season, able to get it across the line. Now one of the Badgers wipes out and coughed it up. Kurth has it, shoots one up high, missed the net. Scarfoni came right on top of his crease and cut down the angle. Now Finley pulled down from behind, and finally a penalty's been called. Ben Dexheimer got pulled down in the defensive zone a moment ago. It became a turnover and a grade-A scoring chance. Nothing called there, but now the Gophers do get a two-minute minor for tripping, and Wisconsin will get a Kunis power play at the 14:34 mark of the first.
Yeah, first power play of the entire weekend. It's hard to imagine that for about three and three quarters through a period. through a weekend, and this is the first power play of this the entire thing.
Kurth for tripping at 14:34. Hensler's on the ice with Dick Lindmark, Fitzgerald, and Kukkonen. In the pass to Hensler at the point, he couldn't handle it. Badgers have to touch up, and Hensler had to reach for it to make sure the Gophers didn't bust out shorthanded. Minnie's got three shorthanded goals this season, one by Ryan Chesley, a defenseman who did that against Wisconsin back in November at the Kohl Center. Tyson Dick can't handle a pass in the far side corner. Renzel tapped off to Middlestead, who turned it over. Fitzgerald slot. Here's Hensler. Oh, what a save by Soulière with his glove hand. Bad mistake by Minnesota. Gave the Badgers a two-on-one, basically, on the right side of the ice.
Yeah, the Badgers had their own troubles handling the pucks around the boards and couldn't get control. Minnesota makes a tough pass behind the net. Kristen Fitzgerald finds Hensler cutting down from the slot. And Soulière was right on top. He looks so confident right now. Funny. He came right up, saw the play, was out there and covered up. Made the save and covered it up.
Wisconsin won the faceoff. Here's Quinn Finley. 19 goals to lead the Badgers. 7 on the power play. Simon Tassi with Rylan Mosley, Gavin Morrissey, and Ben Dexheimer. Tassi behind the net. Puts the puck back out to the blue line, and Dexheimer walks to the high slot. Now right hash marks. Morrissey back to Dexheimer. Catches. Looks left wing. Finley looking for a shooting lane. His shot blocked, and Lamb found the ricochet and cleared. Wisconsin 26%, a little better than that in Big Ten play this season, 13 for 49. The Gophers 71% on the penalty kill in league play. They've allowed 8 power play goals in the last 23 against over a 10-game span. Let's see if Wisconsin can add to the frustration of the Gophers' PK. Instead, they cough it up, and Chesley sends it the length of the ice. 40 seconds left on the Badgers' man advantage. Scoreless first period with 4 minutes left until the intermission.
If they give up chances like they did a little while ago to Wisconsin, I can see why they've given up 8 power play goals recently.
Left wing Finley cut off, and it's chopped ahead. Look out. Here's a chance for Brody Ziemer one-on-one with Hensler. Slot pass back left side to Jimmy Clark. Good back pressure by Kukkonen to take it away. He snaps off a pass ahead for Lindmark now. Tried to pass it left wing to Fitzgerald. Got nothing on it. There was no lane for the pass, and the Gophers easily sent it back to center. Now Lindmark fanned at a pass far side. Kukkonen battling for it. Now Hensler's got it at center, but the Badgers' power play is going to expire. And the Gopher fans here enjoying that. Out of the box comes Kurth. Wisconsin's Kukkonen almost gave it away, then picked it up and dumped it in. 3:15 left in the first, no score. Badgers get the first power play of the series and fail to convert.
I think Kurth on that one might have had a foot still in the penalty box when he came out to play that puck.
Yeah. Badgers have it now up the middle of the ice. Horbach to Lindmark. Left wing now Fitzgerald. He'll pitch it to the corner and give chase. Renzel after him too. The two locked up their sticks. Kurth now near side wall trying to clear. Held in by Phelan. Long range shot. Blockered away by Soulière and then lobbed out through center. And Phelan has an angle to the loose puck. Back in his own zone. Shots are even. 8-8. Badgers and Gophers no score. Horbach will set it in off a stick. Scholl in on the forecheck. Kester got there first. Moved it to Gruba. Bumped it off the near side boards for Snuggerud. Tried to walk around Botterill. The freshman took the puck away. Scholl with it now. Cutting towards the slot. Leaning into Kester. Pass left wing for Botterill. And that really kind of handcuffed him. He had no chance to catch it, pass it, or shoot it. And then the puck slides out to center.
I think the last couple of times we've seen Minnesota's top line out there, we've seen Wisconsin with Scholl and company, and they've done at least a pretty good job the last time, the last two times now.
Here's Paulson with a puck. He wanted to stop at the blue line and hang on to it, but he lost it. He slipped, actually, and lost possession, so the Badgers have it. Kerr on the rush, right wing, passes through this slot, no one home. Picked up far side, shot by Botterill, blocked by the Gophers. Kerr him to the near wall, and Ziemer. Ziemer gains the red line and dumps it down in with 1:45 to go in the opening period. Still no score. Badgers. Zach Scholes now has replaced Anthony Kerr. Jack Phelan does the same with Joe Palatichuk. Top line out there of Finley, Morrissey, and Mosley. But no place for Scholes to go. And the fans not happy with Wisconsin's delayed tactics here on the line change. And it looked like Scholes didn't gain the red line when he dumped it in, but they'll give it to him. And now the Gophers exit their own zone. Backpedaling with it. Now turning towards the Badgers net is Moore. More into the offensive zone, slowed by Wisconsin Shoals. The Badgers failing, got it ahead to Mosley. One of the Gophers lost his stick, no penalty. Lindmark cut off near the near side boards by Chesley, who throws his shoulder into the Badgers captain again and freed the biscuit. Now Kurth angles a pass behind Moore, but he'll take it off the right wing wall. A little left-hander stops and looks. Slot pass, Kurth couldn't handle it. 45 seconds to go in the period. Badgers have the puck. Lindmark at the red line. He'll dump it down in.
Dexheimer read that play well. Pass was banked off the boards and with more speed tried to put it behind him and in, and Dexheimer right there.
Clark with speed across the line. Slot pass, Renzales. Shot goes off the outstretched glove of Scarfoni. Goes to the far corner. Kerr will bank it off the glass, not strongly enough for icing. Gophers go back to get it. They're secondary. They're layered offense that time. That gave Renzel a pretty good look. Vladichuk passes ahead. Tyson Dick caught it on his backhand with his back to the puck. Got it to Fitzgerald. 9 seconds. Point pass. Vladichuk. No place to go. Fitzgerald left wing. He'll tee one up. Stop made by Soulière. It's loose. Kukkonen swung and missed. Picked up now by Minnesota's Lamb. And the clock expires at the end of the first period. Well, Badgers had a chance late there, but Liam Soulière again up to the task. After one period of play at Mariucci, Wisconsin nothing and Minnesota nothing. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Refresh your home today with window images, blinds, and shades from Menards. We have everything you need to update your window treatments. We carry vinyl, aluminum, and faux wood blinds, cellular shades, and more. Plus, get them cut to width in store for free. Get white faux wood blinds starting at just $22.99. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Sale price is good through February 2nd.
Save big money at Menards.
Pretty even first period there, Paul. Both teams 9 shots on goal. Tommy Scarfoni and Liam Soulière both with 9 saves. The only advantage maybe Wisconsin had was the power play. Had one power play chance for 2 minutes, but unable to convert, so we're scoreless after one period of play.
Yeah, I think that was even up and down the ice. I think both goaltenders made a couple of pretty good saves for their team. Back and forth. Nothing seemed like super difficult for either team. Good defense for both teams. But Kyle Kukkonen, 4 shots on goal in the first period.
Yeah.
I've been talking about him all yesterday, and at the current moment, he's my favorite player.
He's going to find the back of the net.
Yes.
Yeah, hopefully it's tonight.
I would hope so. Maybe a couple times.
And if he wants to do it in practice Monday, too, but they'd rather have him do it tonight, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, so the Badgers and the Gophers scoreless after one period of play. Stay tuned for the American Family Insurance First Intermission Report. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Back in 3 minutes, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The countdown to saving is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about. Cleary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clearybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Athletics.
American Family Insurance First Intermission Report from Mariucci. Wisconsin nothing and Minnesota nothing. Gophers 5-2 winners last night. So far tonight, Eric Paulson, their top line center, does not have a shot on goal, nor does Jimmy Snuggerud, their top scorer. And then Brody Ziemer doesn't either. So a good job first period defensively for the Badgers against that top line. But you can't rest on your laurels with those three.
No, for sure not. And I think a lot of that was the Badgers had the puck when they were out there. I mentioned the Badgers' fourth line. It was Sawyer Scholl out there against them a bit. They did a good job. They just did a good job forechecking and keeping the puck down in the Minnesota end for most of those shifts, or at least the ones that were noticeable.
So the Badgers and the Gophers, no score after one period of play, a 90-second break. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Jerry?
Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think? Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp, stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza Pizza.
AmFam first intermission for Mariucci. The Badgers and the Gophers, no score. Up in Duluth, the Wisconsin women rallied for a 2-1 win against the Bulldogs. Down 1-0 early third period. Layla Edwards tied it. And then senior Sarah Woznevich won it with 8 minutes to go. Ava McNaughton with 26 saves. So the top-ranked Badgers now 27-1-2. And return to LeBron Arena to play Minnesota Saturday at 2 and Sunday at noon. The Gopher women just split with Ohio State. The Buckeyes are out of regular season title contention in the WCHA. The Gophers are hanging on If Wisconsin beats Minnesota once next weekend, actually all they need, 2 points, the Badgers would be regular season champs. Also, the Wisconsin men's basketball team rallied for a 75-69 win at Northwestern today. Carter Gilmore, a career-high 15 points as the Badgers improved to 17-5, 7-4 in the Big Ten. Greg Gard's squad will host Indiana Tuesday night at 8 o'clock. And one other Big Ten hockey game tonight. Michigan leads Penn State 1-0 late first period in Ann Arbor. Here it's the Badgers nothing and the Gophers nothing. Second period is coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
About a minute away from that, Brian Posick, Paul Capobianco here at Mariucci Arena. The Badgers and the Gophers are scoreless here tonight. You know, one issue, you look at Minnesota, one of their deficiencies is faceoffs. In fact, they're 47% overall. Won only like 33% of their faceoffs last weekend in East Lansing when they lost and tied to the Spartans. Here, Wisconsin's won 7 of 10 faceoffs so far tonight. Owen Lindmark is perfect so far in the circle, but Paul, winning faceoffs means puck possession, and the more the Badgers have the puck, the less chance Minnesota has to score. That's pretty impressive analysis there from me, isn't it?
Well, we saw it last night. I mean, you go back to the beginning of the game, Minnesota won the first couple faceoffs, and they had a first couple minutes that were pretty good. They're down in the Badger zone, and there's plenty of times this year, sometimes you notice the goals off the faceoffs have been big. We saw last week Michigan getting one of those, and those are almost like bonus goals when you don't really work as hard for them. You win off a faceoff in the offensive zone, get a puck on the net, and those are ones that drive coaches nuts, especially the head coach here at Wisconsin. So that's a key part of the game for sure.
All right, second period set to go. Badgers skating to our left here. Minnesota to our right, and the Badgers dump it down in. Soulier leaves it off for Rinzel. He sweeps it around far side to Hughlin. Got knocked down from behind by Kerr. Puck comes out to center ice. Palatichuk slides over, fell down. Trying to gather it in is Jimmy Clark. He gets muscled up a little bit by Kukkonen, but got a pass off and a shot by the defenseman. Middlestedt got through, and there's Tommy Scarfoni making a glove stop and hanging on. Faceoff coming up inside the Wisconsin defensive zone. No score, 24 seconds into the second period. Minnesota's got 40 minutes to play before a bye next weekend, and then the Gophers will go to Michigan, host Ohio State, and then close the regular season at Penn State. The Badgers are home against Penn State next weekend, then at Ohio State before hosting Notre Dame, and the Badgers' bye week in the Big Ten in the second half is the last weekend of the regular season. Face-off slides all the way out to the right point in Chesley. Backpedaling Thomas, shot one, didn't get through, may have hit his teammate in the back of the back skate. Scarfone was engaged in his goal crease. Now here's a long-range shot that went off his stick and wide to the left of Scarfone to the near corner. Wood falls down. Dexheimer able to win the puck free and send it out to neutral ice, but the Gophers get it back and dump it right back down in, although Finley pickpocketed Wood. Quinn Finley trying to skate and dump the puck past their co-captain Chesley, but the Gophers take it away. Finley only two shots on goal last night, held scoreless for only the sixth time in 27 games this season. Finley, 19 goals and 34 points, top five in the country in both categories. Bank pass off the end boards right in front of the Badgers' goal mouth. Morrissey able to tap it to the near side. Lost it to Snuggerud, who centered one, but right to the stick of Wisconsin's Logan Hensler. The Badgers retreat behind their own net, and let's see what they intend to do here. Jack Phelan waiting and looking, and the fans getting a little impatient with Jimmy Snuggerud standing right in front of the Badgers' cage, and Phelan in no hurry to go anywhere.
No hurry here. You just quick back, get back to Quinn Finley. He did have two great chances here yesterday, or high slot chances. Yeah. One a terrible pass, one a great play by Wisconsin and force a turnover. But unfortunately, he didn't finish on those.
Phelan picks up the puck at center ice and dumps it down in. Kester after it. Outlet pass far side to the tape of Zimmer's stick. Big right-hander up to the red line, shoveled it to the near side wall. Snuggerud picked it up off a stick of Pilatichuk, tried to snap one off, but Pilatichuk blocked the shot. Gophers feed it deep. Pilatichuk there for Wisconsin. Thought about bumping it back to Kerr, thought better of it, and he'll skate ahead. Up the middle of the ice to Lindmark, directs into the attacking zone, gives chase loose, puck picked up. Oh, a chance for Tassian. Titan Soulière stopped him. Here comes Minnesota the other way. Hendrickson will lob it in and give chase. Dexheimer got there first and whacked it over to the far side. Pietola gathers it in. He'll scoot ahead to center ice. Knocked off balance, but able to dump it down in. Then got knocked down, and Pietola grabs his head. I hope he's okay. And now here comes Minnesota the other way. Nevers with it. Slot pass behind the intended receiver. Badger steal. Dexheimer to Wisconsin's Mellenbacher. Mellenbacher left wing. Tried to pass it in front to the cutting Horbach. Broken up by the Gophers.
Horbach got a step on Hendrickson. Didn't get the puck.
Mellenbacher had it and then lost it. It trickles out to center. Trainer Andy Rohde is taking a look at Adam Pietola, who is holding the right side of his head. His helmet's off, and I'm not sure if he got cut or what, but Andy Rohde's watching him right now. Puck behind the Minnesota net. Gruba slides one ahead, intended for Hughlin, but too far. Pilatichuk down the wall. He passes to Sawyer Scholl. Cuts back right. Tied up by a pair of Gophers. Able to muscle it down low. And then Mellenbacher got wiped out before he could play the puck. No penalty called. That would be interference, but they didn't call it. Mellenbacher heads to the Badgers bench. Kukkonen, Dick, Fitzgerald, the forward line. Puck loose at the Gopher line. Kukkonen trying to win it free. Fitzgerald there too. Puck still bouncing around a bit, and we've got a whistle and offside they'll call on Wisconsin. 16-14 to go in the second period. We have no score here at Mariucci. The Badgers and the Golden Gophers meeting for the 316th time.
Mentioned Christian Fitzgerald, the Big Ten first star of the week last week. Kind of quiet last night a little bit, but he hasn't offensively haven't heard his name much tonight, but he has had a couple of big hits in the first period to kind of get the crowd against him a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe see if that gets him going on an offensive end as well.
Yeah, Fitzy, three goals last weekend against Michigan. Only one shot on goal last night. Gophers have it. Hughlin fails to clear. Chipped over to the slot. Finley, nice play. Comes in, tries to slide it back where Soulière came from, and he just pushed it wide. He was 10 feet away and tried to tuck it past Soulière and just didn't finish.
Oh. Beat the goaltender, got slid it past the pad, but just wide of the net.
Now here comes Lamb on the attack. Escape move right wing, fell down. Tried to lift the stick of Phelan. No luck there. The Badgers have the puck back. Morrissey now. Right wing across the line near the hash marks. Stops. Finley tries to get to the net. Cut off by Thomas. Morrissey then lost the handle. Gophers have the puck. Hughlin cuts to the middle of the ice, threw it away right to the stick of Wisconsin's Dexheimer. And he'll dump it down in. 15-21 to go in the second period. We have no score still in this series finale at Mariucci. At the Wisconsin line, Botterill finds himself with it. Turns and looks. Open man far wing. It's Tassi. Here's Kester cutting him off, but a drop pass now to Wisconsin's Hendler. Centering pass intended for Botterill goes off a stick and then trickles back in front of the Minnesota net. That's where Soulier is, and he puts his mitt down and covers it up. Hensler was looking right in front. Lindmark actually made a nice play earlier where he dumped it down in and beat the defender towards the puck. So the Badgers picking up their pace here a little bit.
Yeah, that Lindmark play earlier, he beat the defenseman there. Neither of them end up with the puck, and that's the one that bounced right in front for Tassi.
Lindmark to take the draw against Moore, their best faceoff man, and Lindmark won that challenge. Palatichuk turns and dumps it in. It rolls along the kick plate. Tassi trying to use his body to wall off Rinzel, and he wins the puck free. Bumps it out to the right point. Palatichuk sent it back to the corner, out of the reach of Tassi and Lindmark, and now Moore's got it. Up to center, stopped with a skate by Kurth. Puck goes airborne and brought down by the 6'5" Sam Rinzel, and the right-handed defenseman whips it in. Matthew Wood on the near side let the puck go to the point. Moore out to the point. Middlestad refeed right wing. Moore off a skate. He's got it. Back to the blue line. Middlestad shoots one low. Left pad save made by Soulier. Lindmark on the near side against Moore. Moore won the puck. Handoff near side. Kurth tried to stuff it. Stop made by Scarfoni. And then Wood with a follow-up shot. And Tommy covered on the near side too. Now it's chipped out to the high slot. And Middlestad. Ooh, he fanned it. Botterill a little late. He may have had a chance for a breakaway had he gotten there just a tad sooner. Rubinow back to Middlestad. He shoots one through, but it went off his stick before it got to Scarfoni. Scarfoni from Montreal, Soulier from Montreal. Scarfoni leaning left and snags a long-range shot from Middlestad and hangs on with 13:52 to go. I apologize. I keep saying Soulier for Scarfoni and Scarfoni for Soulier. It's not like they're brothers or anything. They're just from the same own town, wear different numbers. They've got different colored uniforms. I don't know what my problem is, Paul. Slap me up.
Same first letter. I'm trying to help you, give you excuses
good
for you.
But golly.
Either way, Scarfoni good with his feet on that one. A lot of low shots till the last one which he caught.
Long range shot by Gruba. Waffled away by Scarfoni to the far wall. Now Snuggerud near side. Gruba again. Shot that went off the stick of Dick and then the high glass. Snuggerud tried to hold. He fanned at the attempt. Kukkonen picked it up. Phelan's pass back for Dick behind him. Chipped ahead and Wisconsin Scholes has the angle on the puck. 13:25 to go, second period. Still no score. Wisconsin and Minnesota, the Gophers, the highest scoring team in the country, 4 goals a game. And the Badgers have been scoring a lot, 68 over the last 17 outings. Here's Phelan now up to the center circle. Fitzgerald to Kukkonen. Badgers come across the line. Kukkonen dumps in. Fitzgerald in pursuit. Pinned against the corner wall by Middlestad. Kukkonen tries to slide it through the traffic. Tyson Dick now has it. Turns it back right. Ben Dexheimer down the wall to keep it alive in the attacking zone. But now Gruba's got it. Tried to flip it out and failed to do so. Steele, Pietola can't get through traffic. Wanted to carry it to the net or maybe shoot, but Middlestad got in his way. And here comes Brody Ziemer now. Ziemer will dump it in, hoping Paulson can get to it. Instead, Hensler able to get there first for the Badgers. Dexheimer break out to Horbach. Up through center comes Jack Horbach. Onside Wisconsin. Trailer pass for Dexheimer. He was defended by Hendrickson. Really no lane to get him the puck.
Let's see Pietola back out there on the ice for Wisconsin. Yeah. We saw him go off holding the side of his head earlier.
Kerr knocks down Hendrickson and the biscuit free. And the Badgers have it again with 12:15 to go in the second period. Here comes Dexheimer near the benches. Gained the red line and lofted it down in. Kester after it, got there first, bumped it back to his D partner, and it comes out to center. Nevers jousting with Pietola. Loose puck gobbled up by John Middlestad. Snaps one off, and Scarfoni made a nice stop. Left a rebound there, but only Badgers in the vicinity. Now Anthony Kerr slides a pass ahead to Scholl. Whacked at by Finley down deep. Gophers get there first. Rinzel turns and headmans to Falloon, but he couldn't handle the pass. Bumped ahead. Now Mosley drops it off Finley. Back to Mosley. Right circle. Looking. Shooting. Right into the chest of Soulier. Makes the stop. Gives up. No rebound. Still no score. 11:36 left here in the second period. Badger hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
We saw last night that Minnesota's top line turning turnovers into offense and goals. That time, that was the Badgers' top line. A little turnover by Minnesota at the blue line. When it turned around quick, and the Badgers, a couple of nifty little passes, kind of played well by Minnesota, kept the shot on the outside, but that was the Badgers' transition there.
Gophers won the faceoff. Badgers take it out of their own zone, though. Dexheimer had not gained the red line when he dumped it in, but Soulier played it behind the net, so no icing. And now they'll break out. Up ahead, here's Chesley. The right-handed defenseman will carry. Chesley trying to get around Ensler. Back behind the net, he's forced, and then the puck crawled off the toe of his stick. Wood now after it. Leaves it off for Moore in the corner. He and Morrissey battling there. Hensler and Kurth go shoulder to shoulder. Puck pops free and the Badgers have possession. Mosley, red line, right wing, Finley across the line. Wood comes to meet him. Puck flipped into the air and taken away by Minnesota. Odd man rush for the Gophers to our right. Kurth, middle of the ice, Wood looking, shooting, missed the net. He went blocker side. Scarfoni had the angle cut off out on top of his crease.
So a lot of odd man rushes the last couple periods yesterday. That may be the first one tonight.
That I recall too, yeah. Gophers dump it in. Scarfoni leaves it back for Joe Palatichuk, the sophomore defenseman who almost gave it away to Jimmy Clark. Got some assistance from his D partner Kerr, and then Finley couldn't clear. Held in by Falloon. Finley lets him go. Backhand pass towards the front of the net to the stick of Lamb. Carries it behind the cage. Centering pass Falloon, and his shot was blocked. Clark goes down. Gopher fans want a penalty, and one's coming on Wisconsin. It may have been either Palatichuk or Morrissey. Here's a shot from the left wing, stopped by Scarfoni. It went off his left arm down to the ice. Badgers clear. Penalty, though, on Wisconsin. And so the Gophers will get their first power play of the night. It's Morrissey who will get the gate at 9:56.
Yeah, I think Wisconsin got a couple guys out there a little too long on that shift. Saw the attempted clear. Couldn't make it out. I think there's a little bit of tiredness on that one that forced that, and Minnesota kept the puck in the zone and eventually ended up with Wisconsin taking a penalty.
Badgers have done a nice job of the penalty kill of late, up to 79% overall, giving up 8 power play goals and 32 chances against in Big Ten play. You may recall the Gophers went 3-for-6 on the power play against the Badgers at the Kohl Center back in November when they took 5 of 6 points in that series. Faceoff one by Lindmark to the corner. Thalen goes to get it and able to get it all the way down. Nice job. Scholes with Thalen. The D pair on this penalty kill. Lindmark and Horbach. And Renzel mishandled behind his own net. And Lindmark was right on him, wasting more time on the Gophers' power play. Minnesota about 26% in league play. 24% overall. 22 of 91. So Moore, the centerman, he carries it into the attacking zone. Lamb is out there. Wood, Renzel, and Snuggerud to the point. Renzel, right wing, Wood, wide open, and he shot it wide. Wood receives a pass again from Snuggerud. Right wing, off the glove of Scarfoni. Tommy making the stop. Puck behind the net. Scholl now tries to clear with a backhand up the middle. Broken up. Look out, Snuggerud with a chance. One-timer. Not much on it. Scarfoni blocked it away, and now Wisconsin will clear. I thought a good play initially by the Badgers to try to go up the middle. Scholl was open, nobody there for the Gophers, and then his backhander was just too weak.
Yeah, we saw that kind of caused the power play for Minnesota, the penalty that Wisconsin took right before where they couldn't get it out with a backhand, and that one again.
Gophers onside as they come across the line. Zimmer off balance shot, he broke his stick, and the Badgers pick up the loose puck and send it down. 38 seconds left on the Minnesota power play, no score. 8:35 to go in period number two. Here comes the Gophers across the line. Pass in front for Chesley. No, for Brody Zimmer. He couldn't knock it in on that aerial feed. He then wiped out Scarfoni, who's back in his net without his goal stick. The Badgers then clear. I don't know why a whistle wasn't blown or a penalty called on Zimmer, who just knocked the Wisconsin goaltender into the Badgers' net.
That's a good 5-6 seconds before there was any movement. The goal stick for Scarfoni just out in the slot while they waited.
Here's Nevers to Kurth. His pass intercepted by Kerr and banked out. Out of the box comes Morrissey. So the Badgers get the job done on the penalty kill, as the Gophers did in the opening period against Wisconsin. Still no score, 7:50 left in the second. Morrissey backhand shot from the right side, stopped by Soulier. He dropped it, but then covered and got the whistle. 7:47 to go here in the second period. Wisconsin and Minnesota. We have no score. Back in 1 minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey there, Badger fans. It's Jack Forbach, right wing from Wisconsin Men's Hockey. We're ready to amp up our game this season, and we want you in our corner. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the ice. As a member, you'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scene insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student-athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today and become a key player in our winning community.
Good one going here at Mariucci. Wisconsin and Minnesota, no score. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
And Paul here at Mariucci, no score. Badgers and Gophers, offensive zone faceoff for Wisconsin. Gophers won it, but cleared it and iced it. So another faceoff to the left, I believe. Nope, the right of Liam Soulier, like Tommy Scarfone on the Mike Richter watch list as the best goaltender in the country. There are 35 young men on that nomination list, and Soulier, hard to